it's the Goldbergs. It's cleaning time, and right now, today, is the time to hurry down and ask your dealer about the giant house cleaning sale he's arranging to help you with your house cleaning this spring. Everything you need for cleaning will be gathered together in one giant display. And listen, when you buy your cleaning aids at your dealer's great house cleaning sale, you'll get a wonderful surprise. Your dealer is arranging for you to get a brand new book entitled How to Beautify Your Home. This book is 8 by 11 inches with lots of full-color illustrations. There are 64 pages packed full of ideas on low-cost room plans, window treatments, how to cheer up your kitchen, how to make slip covers, color schemes, making small rooms look larger, a guide to furniture styles, and dozens of amazingly useful house cleaning hints. And listen to what you get besides. You get 30 cents worth of soap, absolutely free. Yes, in the back of this fine book, there are three coupons. Coupons good for 30 cents worth of free soap. Now, to send for this valuable book, many dealers have handy order blanks for your convenience. Ask your dealer for one right away, because with that order blank, plus 10 cents and a few wrappers or box tops from certain Procter & Gamble soaps, you get this wonderful book. Now, you want to hurry and get down to your dealers today. These great house cleaning sales won't last forever, you know, and you don't want to miss out. So hurry and take advantage of this sale right away, today. And you want to stock up on new Duzz. Yes, look for that big red and white box with the name D-U-Z, Duzz. You know, this amazing new kind of granulated soap does all three kinds of wash. Everything from heavy wash rugs and blankets to pretty washable slip covers and rayon curtains. So see your dealer today. Ask him about his marvelous house cleaning sale. Find out how to get your book and free soap before it's too late. And now the Goldbergs. While the Goldbergs were passing the hours between their arrival in New York from Lastonbury and Rosie's arrival from Florida, a visitor called on them. It's the father of Walter Jerome, the boy with whom Rosie fell in love, the cause of her vacation, and the cause of her return. Walter is engaged to another girl, and Jake is furious with the Jeromes because he doesn't want Rosie embroiled in anything. At first, Jake wouldn't speak to Mr. Jerome, but he's present and resting on his dignity. Listen.
Well, Mr. Jerome, I'm listening.
Jake.
Mr. Jerome said he had something to say to me. I'm listening.
I think we have things to say to each other.
I'm afraid, Mr. Jerome, that I don't recognize any obligation on my part to discuss my daughter with you. My foot is down, absolutely.
Please, Jake. Mr. Jerome is here because Mrs. Jerome asked him to come to see us.
Why?
Why, Mr. Jerome?
Tonight was the first time I heard about it myself.
Yes.
Mrs. Jerome called me and told me that Mr. and Mrs. Goldberg were at this address in New York and that I should come and speak to both of you.
About what?
About the affair.
Affair? What affair? Who says there is an affair?
About the situation, then.
What situation? There is no situation. And there isn't going to be a situation. And I refuse to have my daughter involved in a situation.
Mr. Jerome only means...
Mr. Jerome can say what he means, Molly.
I only mean, Mr. Goldberg, that my wife asked me to speak to you.
And I'm asking about what?
Jake, about Rosie and Walter.
There is nothing between Rosie and Walter. There is no reason to mix their names. They have nothing in common.
Jake, if Mr.
No ifs, Molly.
Jake, if we don't listen, we can't know what Mr. Jerome has to say.
I'm listening.
Please, proceed. Continue, Mr. Jerome.
Well, at least you and Mrs. Jerome agree. You don't want this, whatever you want to call it, to go any further.
Further? Mr. Jerome, it's got to go backwards. My daughter is arriving at sharp midnight from Florida. She went there not to be in Lastonbury while your son and his financier were there. If therefore...
Mr. Jerome knows, Jake. Mr. Jerome knows. I told him.
Then it seems to me it's up to him and Mrs. Jerome to see that Walter and his financier leave Lastonbury at once.
I agree with you. There's one difficulty in the way, however.
Which is?
Walter doesn't want to leave.
You hear that, Molly, huh? You hear that?
Please, Jake. So what's to be done, Mr. Jerome?
Well, let me tell you a little of what happened. Walter has known Norma, who's a very charming girl.
We met her.
She and Walter have known each other for years. And last year, when Walter was home from college, they were engaged. My impression was that they were very much in love with each other, so I was surprised to hear from Mrs. Jerome that something had happened.
Nothing happened. Your son came to our house. That's all.
You understand, Mr. Jerome, that my Rosalie is a child. I think that she was a little attracted to your son, but she didn't know that he was engaged. And when she did find out, well, she left. We saw to it that she left. She went to flout. That's all. So it seems to me, if I may say so, if you beg my pardon, it would be very wise to have Walter also leave Lastonbury, and it would be finished.
Exactly my thoughts.
But he doesn't want
if
to leave.
If you can get him to leave, I can, Mr. Jerome, and I will. And
9 o'clock.
To proceed, Mr. Jerome, if
I... Excuse me, Mr. Goldberg. I told Mr. Jerome I would call her at 9 to let her know what we talked about.
Well, we haven't said anything.
If you want to call, Mr. Jerome, you can use the telephone right here.
Thank you.
We'll leave you alone if you like, Mr. Jerome.
It isn't necessary. Excuse me.
Yes, Jay.
Hello? Will you get me Lastonbury 5-7, please? Reverse the charges. Thank you.
I would like you to inform Mrs. Jerome that I am not interested in having your son visit my house.
I understand.
And furthermore, I...
Please, let Mr. Jerome speak.
Hello?
Hello, Bertha. This is Bernard.
Well, Bertha, did you see the Goldbergs?
Yes. I'm with them now.
Good. Did you tell them?
I've spoken to them.
I hope they understand.
How are Walter and Norma?
Oh, their health is excellent. Did you tell the Goldbergs that if they try to marry their daughter to our son, he won't get a penny?
I only...
Did you make it clear? I want you to make it clear. They're not going to make a match for their daughter at our expense.
Mr. Goldberg...
I don't care what Mr. Goldberg thinks.
He said...
Bernard.
Yes, Bertha.
I asked you to see the Goldbergs for one reason only. I want it understood.
Bertha.
I want it clearly and completely understood that the moment Walter does anything other than I say, he is no longer my son.
Bertha.
And if they understand it, they'll put an end to their plans.
Bertha.
Tell them that clearly. You hear, Bernard?
But Bertha...
Just tell them what I said. That's all.
And if...
No and ifs. Just be a father and think of your son's future. Goodbye, Bernard.
Bertha.
I've set my heart on Walter's marriage to Norma. Is that clear?
Yes.
Very well. I'll call you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Bye.
I understand, Mr. Jerome, that it's not easy giving a child a command, especially in matters like this.
It's solely up to you, Mr. Jerome. If your son would attend to his obligation, we could help our daughter forget her mistake.
I'm afraid you don't understand me, Mr. Goldberg. I have only one thing on my mind.
Yes?
My son's happiness, nothing else.
And we have Rosalie's happiness in mind, nothing else.
Walter has been a sheltered boy most of his life. All the good things that money could buy were the things we gave him.
And the things money can never buy, we gave our daughter.
I did my best in that way also. And now Walter has stopped receiving. He wants to do things by himself. He wants to make his own life.
I can understand that.
But,
Jake, please.
Mrs. Goldberg, I want my son to be happy.
Of course.
I want him to do those things that seem worthwhile to him. Those things that seem important to him with his life. I don't care what the past may seem to lead to. It's the future that counts. And you and I know that with young people, love is an important thing. With older people also. You and Mr. Goldberg are happily married. Even a stranger like myself can see that. Well, I want Walter to be happily married also. It's his choice that counts, not mine or his mother's.
But he's engaged.
Don't you think that he and Norma and, well, let's say Rosie are the best judges of what they want? Should we let our desires and prejudices stand in the way? I'm here to tell you that so far as I'm concerned, what Walter does, as long as it's honest and truthful and proper, is his own affair. I want him to be happy, as his mind and his heart tells him to be happy. I'm a father, not his lord and pastor. I don't know what he thinks. I don't know what he feels. He hasn't told me. But I'm on the side of his feelings, not his obligations.
The engagement?
An engagement, Mrs. Goldberg, is not a marriage.
And Molly sees that there are more than two sides to the situation. More than just wanting it one way or the other. The Jeromes are divided. What about the agreement between Molly and Jake when Rosie gets off the train? Now, don't forget to see about your dealer's giant spring house cleaning sale today. Find out how to send for your wonderful big illustrated book full of thrilling ideas on beautifying your home. This grand book gives you hints on color schemes, furniture, decorating, how to make small rooms look larger, and it contains 63 useful house cleaning suggestions. And in the back of the book, there are coupons good for 30 cents worth of free soap. This valuable book is yours for just 10 cents and a few wrappers or box tops from certain Procter & Gamble soaps. Many dealers are keeping handy order blanks for your convenience, so ask your dealer for one today. It gives you all the details. And don't forget to get several boxes of New Does, that new kind of granulated soap that does everything in your wash. Your dealer has Does, D-U-Z, at prices you like. Now don't put off going to his sale. Get down there today. Find out how to get your book and free soap. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. On Monday, Rosie arrives, and she brings the problem back from the future into the immediate present. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.